Looks like we have audio this time. Anybody? Yeah, can hear me. Okay. I don't know what went wrong with Podbean. I apologize, folks. My goodness gracious me. What a day. What a day it's been. And I was even early to get it all set up and everything was working. But I thought it was my microphone, but it was actually the Podbean itself. Hi, Joe. And thanks for all for coming back. Man, I'm telling you, I apologize. I got to make apologies for Podbean. It's not me. Computer was working fine. Studio was working fine. Somehow the Podbean didn't work. So we're on. Fantastic. And let's give it a shot here. So we're going to open it up by saying that this is Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for the 28th July, 2022. We're going to run a little bit over because we lost about 10 minutes. For those who are not aware or listening offline, the podcast started late due to technical difficulties with our host company, Podbean, that provides these services to us. And I appreciate all the folks. This is great. Everybody kind of followed over. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. This week's topic tonight is, it is really that bad. And I should say it is really that bad. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. And your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plant a financial seed in our ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamediaonline. Please help keep the truth online. And let's do a prayer first. Heavenly Father, first we thank you for bringing our podcast back online. We do these every week in your honor to support your cause. So we appreciate it. We love you. We thank you. And we appreciate all the wonderful visitors we have. And God bless every one of them and take good care of them because they are wonderful people to put in the effort to find this podcast and to find your word, the word of God, the word of sincerity and reality and truth. And we thank you so much for that this evening, O Lord. And keep everyone safe. Amen. One-time donations for June. Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, and Mark. Current Truth Premium subscribers are Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Charlotte, Diana, Pamela, and Mary. And patrons are Alicia and Dan. So thank you all again. And let me just get back down here so I'm ready to go. I don't want anything else to go wrong tonight with this podcast. It's one of those days, boy, I'll tell you. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Hang on a second. Perfect. All right. Beautiful. We're set. And I got to get myself coordinated here. All right. Fantastic. Okay. So tonight was supposed to be a very special night, and it's still going to be that way. God willing, the creek don't rise, and Podbean keeps working. So there's a lot going on. It's really that bad. And I've been doing some research and looking into what's actually going on and why it's going on and how it's going. You know, there is such an insidious undertow for what's going on right now. Look at Manchin. He does to you. It turned against us. He went in and was not going to not support this terrible, terrible bill that's supposed to, quote, lower prescription drug price. You know what it's going to do? I'm going to back because I had something else I wanted to tell you first as an opening, but I'm going to open with this because this is where these things are headed. You know, they've got these bills, this liberal regime that's out there now that's controlling, trying to get everything done before November because they know they're going to lose in November. Then they're not going to have a chance at anything. They're going to be washed up. But they're trying to throw this bill at us. And God, I hope let's all pray and pray as hard as you can with whatever belief you have and pray for that we don't get this crazy bill through that he's trying to put through for this. The biggest part of this bill is it's giving tons and tons of money to the poorest of the poor to pay for their health insurance, which is already being paid for. I mean, and this is stupid. They're always giving stuff to people that don't need it. And who pays for it? We pay for it. People that work pay for it. People that support this great nation, they pay for this. And it's crazy because who are they hurting? You know, they're going to give more money to people that don't need it. There's the poorest of the poor. I believe if you're really poor and you're really trying or you really can't, There's a lot of inner city. I understand because I went to school in the inner city. I was born and raised in the inner city. You know, I understand the city. I understand rural. I understand the suburbs. I understand it all. I've lived there. I've done it. Been got the T-shirt. So I understand when you're poor, you're poor. You can say, get a job, get a job. Well, when you're living in North Philadelphia or you're living in Detroit, you may not be able to get a job. I understand that. There's 300 and some million people in this nation, and we don't want everybody to drop dead because they can't afford groceries. They can't afford to take care of their kids. You know, I understand that. And that's not a huge, huge majority. The problem is that they're not getting the money because they already have the money. They're in that level where you're going to get everything that's out there the government can give you, that we can give you as citizens of this nation. The poor, and then there's what used to be the middle class. It's now the middle upper class. They're people that are struggling, but they're making a go of it, and they complain and they bellyache and they moan in their six, you know, bedroom, eight bath McMansion. And, you know, right. It exactly. You know, Anna's saying about, you know, you don't drive and you know, public transportation, you know, it's these things. Now that's what's not getting taken care of in all honesty. Now it's this middle of the road. It's the middle class, the lower middle class that's living maybe in a cheap suburb. Maybe they're living in the bad part of town, but not the worst part. Maybe you're living in a more rural, but not a, you know, area, but you're working and you're making ends meet to some extent. They're the ones that are hurting because as inflation goes up, as money is taken from us to give to the poorest of the poor, that don't need it because they're already getting it. You know, my wife tells me stories. My wife's a grocer. She's a cashier at a grocery store. And she tells me the stories of these ragtag people coming in with their kids, or poor kids look like they're starving. They bring out their MasterCard to discover, and they're like, it bounces. They don't have enough money on the thing to buy food for the kids and for the family. Then you see these ones well-dressed driving away in a Mercedes Benz, pulling out their welfare card. And it's just not, you know, it's not right. I mean, you got to give to everybody. But the reason I'm bringing that up, I had an opening, the original opening. I got all flustered with this podcast not working right. We've lost our hospital up here. We have a hospital. And I'm really concerned about this. So in our little town, and I'm going to put this out there for the whole world to hear, because this woman deserves to be chastised, deserves to have ugly on monkey come down on her, and deserves to be hated by everybody in the entire world. This woman goes from town to town. She was in Detroit, Chicago. They go in, she and her husband, and they've got separate companies that they have, and they go in and they buy up hospital buildings and they close them. Why do they close them? Because hospitals don't make money. Hospitals aren't supposed to make money, folks. Hospitals should be not-for-profit operations. They go in and they buy these things up and they find who's giving the money for what, and they close the hospital down and they make something else out of it. And it's usually some horrible, horrible thing, like a halfway house or something else that's funded by the government, by your tax dollars and mine. They go and they buy them up and they take away that community hospital. And now, like, there's a death toll involved with this. Well, I've got a vendetta on this woman right now because she's essentially closed this. We're all going after her, but I'm definitely going after this woman. I'm going to tell you, and the reason I'm bringing it up is it goes on to continuation of the whole, it's as bad as it seems. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. And because this all relates to the liberals that are currently running the country and all these policies that they have put in. So the planned closure of Berwick Hospital Center's acute care facilities and quick shutdown of its clinics last week by owner Priyam Sharma. Remember that name, folks, Priyam Sharma. If this scumbag ever comes to your town, if you ever see this scumbag come to your town, make sure you chase them out before they shut your hospitals down. Be sure they shut your clinics down. This woman, and her husband do not deserve to live in this United States of America. They do not support people. They do not support their community. I don't care anything about it. This is the liberal attitude of this whole world. So she's taking this thing and shutting down our hospital because they couldn't afford to run it as a private company. And what are they turning it into, folks? What are they turning it into? A psychiatric hospital. a psychiatric hospital. Now, you know what's funny? We actually need a psychiatric hospital. We need more of them. We need a lot of them because, but why a psychiatric? Now, I want you to think, because this is where it's going. How do the liberals in charge in the Congress and down in Washington, D.C., how do they get their way? They don't get their way. You can't put an executive order or a bill, or you can't run something by Congress that says you've got to do this or that. So what do? What's it all about? Years and years and years ago, my sister told me, she says, whenever you have a question about something, follow the money. Follow the money. So what did Joe Biden do? Joe Biden put through a gun control bill that slipped through and was approved by the Senate of all people because it was considered it was more innocuous than some of the other bills. It wasn't taking away your quote assault style weapons. It wasn't shutting the industry down or anything. What did it do? One of the things that it did is it gave billions and billions of dollars to put up nut houses, so we can send the nuts that are going out shooting people to the nut houses. And what did this crazy woman that came to town riding on her horse do? She's taking my taxpayer dollars from the liberal Joe Biden and his cohorts and using it to close my hospital. That's what they did. That's what they did. Now, folks, you got to understand, and I'm going after this woman and her husband and her dog, too, because you know what? They shut our hospital down. The closest hospital now is 24 minutes away in Bloomsburg. It's the closest hospital. The idiot closed the closest hospital. And you know what's going to happen? People are going to die. People are going to die. I like that. Eric comes up and he says, We have children's healthcare hospitals in Atlanta and are nonprofit and rely on donations. That's exactly what they should be. Their slogan of children need children, and children need you. And that's exactly right. That's like the Shriners hospitals up here. It's the way it should be. No, it closed the whole hospital down because you can't profit off people's illness. Well, I got news for this woman. Now, here's the funny thing. One of the Health Alliance, the people in the Health Alliance in our town who runs an advocacy group for healthcare and a true, so she's a far left liberal, but she's such a sweetheart. But she can win any battle. She and I are both on the planning commission. Now, I want you guys to think about this. What do you think is going to happen? Now, you know, they're going to be changing this to a psychiatric hospital. They're going to need all kinds of permits and zoning and all those other wonderful things, right? Hiya. And there's more people. This is great. For those who came in late, we started a little bit late because of the issues with Podbean. I don't know what went wrong with it. And it didn't connect. So anyway, but we're here now. So I want you to think about this. When this woman comes in and her husband, and they decide they want to convert this hospital to a psychiatric hospital, they've got to come before the councils, the council. They got to come before the zoning board. And they're probably going to come before the planning commission in order to get done what they want. Guess who's on that planning commission? Guess who's on that planning commission? I'm on that planning commission, and so is this crazy Democrat who hates this woman too. So, yeah, I'm reading your notes, Eric. Eric sends me a lot of notes. I kind of have to sift through them because he's got some great information. If you're seeing the notes on the screen, please read them, and I'll bring some of them up as they come to play. I don't want to talk too much about this crazy hospital, but this, the reason I bring this up is not that I have this vendetta against this woman, which I do, of course, and I plan to take her down. I mean, she's not going to so much as get a walking trail or a sidewalk fixed. She's not going to get anything through the planning commission. I guarantee you that. I will make sure that the entire commission denies any requests. And this is how we've got to fight back. So, yeah, lady better stay out of other states, Eric says. And she's going for him. Trust me. I mean, this is a crazy woman. And I can emphasize that I'm mad at this woman and her husband. I'm mad not just because they closed our hospitals. They closed four other hospitals across the country. I mean, they're all over. They closed these things. It's insane. And, oh, yeah, here's another one. Brandywine Hospital and Jennersville Hospital in Chester County were shut down by this same woman. All to use our taxpayer dollars to turn it into something we don't want in our community. I now have a challenge because I was looking at running for commissioner. I was going to run for Congress. I may run for commissioner now. This is becoming more of an important issue. But anyway, neither here nor there with that. Yeah, I wish I could put him in jail, Anna. Anna says put him in jail for that. And they should be. What I'm going to do is if the first person, I guarantee you that the first person that dies because of this, I'm going to make sure that all the attorneys I know go up and file a class action suit for murder. Because she would be the one that caused that death. That would be interesting. All right. So why did I bring all this up? Why did I spend half our show talking about this? You'll hear more about that after the brief commercial advertising. So I do have to let you know that our sponsor is still Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And I love that. He is as much of a go-getter as I am. And that's saying something. There's not a lot of people that will go out there and kick butt like I do. You can get a discount. Just got a nice pair of slippers too from them. Whoa, boy, they are comfortable. You can get a nice discount on pillows, on sheets, on robes, sandals. I mean, they got all kinds. I never knew they had all the stuff till they came on board as a sponsor of our show. And you can go to MyPillow.com and receive a great discount by using the promo code ETERNAL, just the way it sounds, ETERNAL. Receive a great discount, or you can call them at 800-795-5993, 800-795-5993, using that same promo code. Please support our good friend Mike Lindell, as well as Eternal Affairs Media, by shopping the greatest sponsor we've had on our show. Now, to find out why this whole topic came up. So the whole topic came up because when you look at this, I was trying to figure out how everything works in lockstep. You know, the whole goal, you know, nobody matters in this world but the big cities. This is all, you keep this in mind, folks. When you look at the new agenda, when you look at the new, and all these new things are COP agenda 2021, 22, 25, I think it's 2030 now, it's up to. But anyway, when you look at all this crap that the International Monetary Fund and all the others are planning, well, the whole game plan is to control the people, and the people are living in the cities because you can't, it's hard to control the rural areas. It's real hard unless you shove them into the cities. So the deal is that the liberals and these new agendas and the great Build Back program is only intended to work for inner city and particularly inner city poverty stricken areas. Now, why do I say that? Well, look, you've got electric cars that don't work in rural areas because they don't go far enough, and they don't go, they're up and down hills. That's the big thing. Going up and down hills, pulling trailers and whatever, it doesn't work. These cars don't work. But they work great in the city. Think about everything that's coming out works really great in the city. You know, you don't want all these, quote, assault-style weapons running around the city. I mean, everything that they come up with, they're like, it's all for the city. They don't care that in the rural areas, in the suburbs, we have it different. It's a whole different world. So they live for the city. Their goal is that you will not own anything. I don't know if you've seen this, but the fact is that this new agenda and the liberal agenda is for a new world order. Like we've talked about for years and years and years. And it gets boring when you start saying new world order. It's a new agenda. It's a build back worse, whatever you want to call it. It's on its way. It's here. It's now. And it's affecting everybody. What they want is they want you to own nothing. And I, you know, I've seen this. And we've all seen this. I want you to think about this. And folks, just so the for those who came in late, we're running about 10 minutes late because we had a 10-minute start, or we were 10 minutes late starting because of a technical issue. So we're running about 10 minutes over. So let's start with software. You know, years ago, I used Adobe software. I actually bought a program. I spent a couple hundred bucks. I bought this Adobe suite or whatever they called it and actually used this thing. And it was absolutely wonderful. I bought a couple of upgrades and then suddenly the price went through the roof. And I said, you know what? I don't need anything more than I've got. I'll use this. Then all of a sudden, now you can't buy Adobe software anymore of any kind. You can't buy it. I want you to think about this. You can't buy it. You can only lease it with a severe, strict, strong, powerful, expensive monthly fee. And they have the choice to upgrade or do whatever they want with it. If you like certain features and they want to take them out, they can do that. If you like certain functions of the software, they can take it out and they can completely get rid of it if they want because you're only paying month by month. Look what Microsoft did. Microsoft essentially got rid of their Office package. You know, if you really try to get a subscription to an actual software, you can download it under certain conditions, but it's difficult. They want you to buy their suite, and they want you to use their email, their whole package. They want to get rid of Zoom because they want to have you use their, you know, all of their Office suite that they have, the Office 365 crap. I don't want that. I don't want to put my stuff online. You know, it's bad enough that it's online where it can be stolen. It's bad enough that it's online where they can snoop on it and turn you in for being a conservative or for using a swear word or whatever they want, talking about abortion, whatever they want. They can get rid of you. You're not using our service anymore. I don't want that crap. Now look at this. They got a wine club. You pay a monthly fee, you get wine. They got a cigar club. You pay a month by month fee. They send you a box of cigars every month. I don't want that. I want to buy what I want when I want it, put it in my closet and use it when I need it. How about that? Does that make any sense, folks? But you can see what they're doing. They got food subscriptions. They've got everything by subscription now. Even your TV now is crazy. Now you got to buy, you can't even get cable TV because there's nothing on it. Now you've got to buy 16 different streaming services to watch 5 shows. I don't buy into any of that, folks. There's things I would love to see. There are a few TV shows out there I would love to see, but I'm not paying a $10 a month subscription to watch 2 shows. I'm sorry. They want not just that, though. They don't want you to own a car. They don't care if it's electric or not. They want you to lease your car, to rent your driving I don't know what you'll call it. Rent your driving services. This is where this Uber and no, not buy a car online. No. They don't want you to own a car. They want you to say, hey, car, bring your car. Hey, car, come here. And what it'll do is it'll send you a random car that somebody else was driving 10 minutes ago. You'll drive that car and then leave it on the street and car will drive itself somewhere else. And every day you need a car, the car will come, you'll call the car and it'll come to you. And you'll pay for your use for just what you use for it. You know, that might work in the city. That might actually work in the city. It ain't going to work in our suburbs or the rural areas. How about it? It's not going to work. But it might work in a city. They want to increase public transportation. They've never come out. Apparently, Joe Biden, buying a car through an app. Yeah, but they don't want you to buy a car, Anna. They don't want you to buy cars. They don't want you to own a car. They don't even want you to own a house. That's why they're buying up all the properties and the price has gone through the roof because they want you to rent your property from the rich bastards that own probably the Chinese. They own most of our stuff anyway, and Bill Gates. That's what they want. This is the new agenda, the new world order, folks. Not quite what we expected. But it's coming. It's coming right now. It's doing. They're doing it. They took away our hospital because of the same thing. It's exactly what they've done. See? Yeah, exactly, Eric. You don't want any of the Netflix or Paramount or any other crap. It's a shame, though, because what they're doing, my wife likes to watch TV. And what they do now is they put two shows on the television. And they say, oh, now it's going to streaming. You want to watch it, you have to go to streaming. That's how they're getting you. They are jackbooting you into spending your money. This is what they want. Most people will buy into this. And Eric, you and I are different. And a lot of my other listeners are different, I'm sure. I don't buy into it. I will suffer rather than buy into it. Right, Hulu used to be free. And that's the other thing, they give away freebies. That's the other thing you don't want to do. That's why I will never, ever rely on Gmail or Google for anything. I'm stuck with it for my phone and whatnot, but I will not use their email for anything serious. I won't use anything, because what happens is they'll give it to you for free, then they'll take it away and start charging you. And they could take it away when they feel like it. Took two of my websites down that I had through their Google sites because they said, oh, it's an old platform. We don't want to use it anymore. And they said, okay, well, we'll convert it. I did hit the convert button. All I got was a blank screen of nothings. It's insane. Days of Our Lives in General Hospital, Joanne says. There you go. I think they'll be on forever. But yeah, even Days of Our Lives in General Hospital, all the good characters have gone to streaming. I don't want to stream. Hey, hear about these new TVs now. Here's a great one. Oh, fortunately, I was ready to get aggravated, but fortunately, they are not changing it where you have to buy a new television necessarily. What they're doing, though, is they're putting this ASTC 3 or something it's called, because AST, that's the thing for the digital TV, the format for it. So all the new TVs are going to come out where they're connected to the internet. You know, they're connected to the internet. So you can get extra features on that. Like you can be watching a football game and you can find out about, you know, each of the players or whatever. Then you can get information off the, and it'll pop up. You can click on the player and then it'll pop up. What do you think it's going to do for privacy, folks? You're going to know what you're watching on TV now, right? Smart TV, but that's different. We're not talking smart TV. Anna says smart TV, but that's different. That's not what they're talking about. They're an interconnected TV. Smart TV is a thing where you can bring streaming in and stuff like that. This is where your actual television show you're watching off the air through an antenna or through your cable, which actually connecting that television show into the internet. And it's watching every show you watch. And yeah, you're right. Eric's talking about the shows that are gone, all the different TV shows that are gone. And it's true. Because they're going for whatever they can stream. If you can't live stream it, if it's not worth live streaming it, or streaming it over the internet on the streaming service, even recorded, they don't want it. You know, it's going to get worse. We're going to bring this up in the future. I am monitoring this. But we're going to keep an eye on what's going on and where this is headed. I don't know if there's much we can do about it. I'm just hoping that, you know, I hope we go red in November, that we got to save our country, folks. You know, whether you like red or you like blue, there's no in between, unfortunately, because the pinks and the greens and the others can't win. We got to take back our country. This is absolutely insane. It's absolutely nuts. So we got our podcast in tonight, folks. I'm really glad, and I want to thank you so much for following me over. You're really great. Good, wonderful troopers, and I really appreciate it. You'll never know how much I appreciate that. I live for this podcast, and I don't want to disappoint my listeners. And when that came on, and it just would not take. I mean, I tried everything. It just was absolutely horrible. If I agree with your top three, you're above three, yeah, your three comments. Absolutely. Tonight's show. When Johnny Carson left Tonight's Show and Bob Barker, Price is Right, and Alex Trebek. Absolutely. They were the best. You know, there's nothing like it. There's nothing anymore like there used to be. It's, you know, it's just so thin, and it's the new generation producing these things. And they're just absolutely, that's the topic for another podcast, how these young ones were raised. Especially the latest generations coming out now. Yeah, there's a few coming out now that are rebelling against this, which is really good. But it's very sad what's going on, folks. With that, I'm going to say let's give some thought to all this, and we'll see what progresses between now and next week. You never know with this crazy idiot in the White House. you never know. I mean, it's just insane with the Congress the way it is, all split up, and oh my God, there's so much to talk about. But hopefully we can save our whole world and save ourselves from ourselves. If you agree with that, come and see me again next week. And again, thanks for putting up with the technical difficulties this evening. Everybody, I want you to have a great night. God bless every one of you. And we're going to see you next week, same time. Thank you, Marilyn. We're going to see you same time next week, 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Anna. Have a great night. See you, Joanne, Marilyn, and Eric, and... You've scrolled off the screen. If I missed anybody, I apologize. I love you all. Good night, everybody. Thanks again.